This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The legendary Dale Murphy joins us. Murph, I was hot last night. I find myself getting upset because I know when you get hit at the beginning of a game like this, you know, those are the directions coming from management. Those are the directions coming from your manager. Hernandez wasn't aiming not to hit Acuña. First pitch of the game?
It is weird. But, my perspective is, here's the question you kind of got to ask yourself. Weren't things even? Like, we threw it Urena or whatever his name was, right?
Mm-hmm.
We evened up everything last year.
Last year, yes.
Or this year.
Yeah.
From last year.
Correct.
We evened it up. It was over with. If Don Mattingly is old school, then there's no reason to keep this thing going. Here's the analogy I like, guys. Well, I don't know if it makes any sense. I just like the analogy. But it's like the good and evil on Star Wars. You got the Force and you got the dark side. The problem is when things get out of whack, then we're going to have a war. But what you want to do is keep things even. You don't want the dark side. You got to have opposition. But when it's even, everybody's kind of okay dealing with it. So to me, things were even. And I don't know. There could be a thing where whoever hit Acuña last year said, hey, on their own. I don't think it, honestly, I don't think it's coming from Mattingly. I wouldn't know why he would do it because things are even. That's my thing. I don't like warnings. Here's the problem with warnings, obviously, is because to me, now things are out of whack. And then they hit Hetch Berea.
Right.
And so things are a little bit out of whack now, so I don't know when things are going to even up again.
Right. Well, remember, Gausman didn't really make the best bean. Remember, Carl, it was kind of a weak attempt to plunk Urena? So, I mean, I know what you're saying, Murph. No, right.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with you. But it didn't really work out too well.
But we don't really want to – first off, you don't want to do it with a starting pitcher. But then if you did it maybe at the end of the second game, we got two games left with these guys. You won't see them again until spring training. Is it worth it, you say you got bigger fish to fry?
No, it's always worth it. Here's the point.
Thank you, Murph. Thank you.
Yeah. No, here's the point, and this comes into the Acuña discussion on benching Acuña. It's always worth having the respect and understanding of the other team, who we are, and also the culture of your club. In other words, Snitker cannot jeopardize the culture of his club for one game, no matter what the situation is, because the culture and the rules of your team always supersede one game or one guy. That's why he was benched, because it sends the message, we don't style like that on a home run. I'm not going to say he wasn't hustling. He was styling way too long. So you style a couple steps, and then you go in case it doesn't go out. If you should be on second and you're on first, you're going to get benched. Some people were saying, we don't want to bench him during the Dodgers game. And then my point is, then you don't have culture.
Right.
You don't have an atmosphere that Brian Snitker controls. So it's the same thing with, if you have to hit somebody, you got to hit somebody, regardless of the situation. I know I'm going to get a lot of pushback on this, but that's the point. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I also got to say, guys, that I think the players will understand some things that are going on. They're going to start asking questions, and they're going to find out stuff that we don't know. So this thing may be over, but the players know, And it's you can't back down in a situation like this and say, well, we don't want to do this, or even with a starting pitcher. You got to do what you got to do, or you don't have a foundation to who you are. Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does. It is the legendary Dale Murphy joining us, guys. He joins us each and every week here on Dukes and Bell. It is always brought to you by our friends at Racetrack. And when the Braves win, Racetrack is my first stop. You can get a slice of pizza for just a dollar when you buy a 20-ounce Coca-Cola product for medium fountain drink at participating locations. Racetrack, whatever gets you going.
And that's the thing, Dale. I mean, we've talked about it. There's certain old-school elements. That's like when the Acuna benching went down. There were some younger fans who didn't understand it, but it's a perfect message you send to your younger players.
Right.
Acuna accepts it, and everyone moves on with their lives. It wasn't a big deal.
No, it was a big deal. People said, oh, this is going to be a distraction. It's not a distraction. Acuna did the wrong thing. He knew it. And he plays hard. I want to differentiate that. This is not running out a double play ball. Because if he doesn't run out of double play ball and they end up getting it, you know, if he doesn't hustle down the line, he was styling on the home run. Now, it still was wrong. He styled too long, and he right. didn't end up on second base. Changed the whole complexion of the inning. Could have cost us a game. And then he tried to steal, probably, because in his mind, I'm supposed to be at second. I'm going to try it. He gets thrown out. But you're exactly right. It's not there's no distraction. In fact, it reinforces what kind of club Snit is running. If you don't do it, you send a message to everybody else that you're, number one, you're not in control, you're not running the club, and that our culture varies with a situation.
Right.
And I also want to do a disclaimer as far as throwing at people. This is not high school or college or little league stuff. This is professional stuff. Mm. The problem with the warnings so early is it doesn't allow a team to even things out. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
right.
Wait a minute. We want to even it out. If we think there's something here, we want the opportunity. And I always hesitate when I say in the old days, but in the old days, the umpire said, okay, Acuna got hit. Well, someone's probably going to get hit on the Marlins, and we're going to let it go at that. If it escalates, then I'm going to have to start doing something. But out of the blue, and like you guys said, you've been talking about, I think I heard you say, they gave a warning, and then Hechevarria gets hit, and nothing happens. So, and let me just say one other thing. The reason why this culture of, if I'm getting thrown at, which is, you know, which is a good card on the other side, if they're going to throw at me and hit me, and then they're going to hit another guy, and then they're going to hit another guy, and my team doesn't do anything to back me up, then we got a problem because they're taking total advantage of us. You just cannot, you can't give in. You can't give in. So I don't know what's going on here. I think the one thing I'll say is I think the players will be asking around, say, what was going on last night? And one other thing, Acuna needs to be pitched. I mean, the scouting report, I'm pretty sure from watching him hit is you got to throw him inside. That doesn't mean you hit him, but he's going to get a lot of balls inside. That's one place where occasionally, you know, he's got a weakness.
Here's the thing, Murph, as we get rolling now, as we said, two more games with the Marlins, is we're not 100%. McCann's on now, the IL. We still don't know when we're going to get Dansby back. And now I'm glad we got Echevarria because we're getting better defense, but we're sacrificing offense. How worried are you about, you know, where we're at right now with all these little guys, all the guys getting dinged up?
Well, thankfully we have a cushion. If we're not clicking, the last 10-day week of the season and kind of all healthy, I'm concerned. I mean, I like our depth. I like who we got, the Hechevarria pickup, and you know, Adam Duvall's been great. But there's a big but there. Yeah. Organizational depth and you need the organizational depth to make up for the injuries that are inevitable with your ball club. But at the end of the season, if you're not healthy, that can be problematic.
Murph, let's get your take on Freddie Freeman. He leads the league in RBIs. He went deep twice last night. It's not just about one game. It's about him being legitimately considered as an MVP of this league. Fastest to 100 RBIs, 127 games. The last guy to do that was Andrew Jones, and he did it in 116. That was 06.
Wow.
So
wow.
Freddie right now is on pace to have more home runs and more RBI than he's ever had, and yet nobody's talking about him as an MVP candidate.
Yeah, it's to quote somebody else, it's an outrage. I don't know what talk show host said it, but, you know, it's an outrage. Isn't it funny? We were just talking about Acuna last week. And same thing. I think he should be in the discussion with Yelich and Bellinger, and if there's somebody else. But here's Freddie's deal. All things being equal, you got to take the infielder. Now, I won a couple MVPs as an outfielder, and there were, you know, if I go back and look at the votes, probably pretty close. Personally, if there was an infielder that I was neck and neck with, you got to give the benefit of the doubt to the infielder. Much tougher position. He saves errors. Freddie is a gold glover there. We know that. There's no excuse for him not being in the same sentence every single time the MVP situation comes up. Not only his offense, but when, you know, you compare, Bellinger's good. He plays first base once in a while. You know, and Yelich doesn't. There's no comparison to the impact of a good first baseman over the course of a season for a team.
Always a pleasure, Murph. Thank you so much for jumping on with us, and I'm glad we agree you've got to hit somebody. Murph, have a great day.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.